Hello and welcome to another edition of Design Buzz, the blog for those interested in today's nightclub and bar design trends, product reviews and interviews. Here's our host, international nightclub designer, Rick Usabel.
Rick Usabel with another edition of Design Buzz. And if you think about places you go after work, nightclubs, bars, and gentlemen's clubs, people have often experienced the frustration of what? Having a low cell phone battery, right? I mean, who in the world doesn't have that by the end of the day? I know my iPhone, it just seems like by about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, even though I fully charged it the night before, it's just about depleted about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever. So if I'm out somewhere, it becomes an issue, because then you have to kind of worry about using your phone, or the battery's going to go out on you. And you think to yourself, well, I mean, I do. I'm always wondering why these places don't have a charging apparatus for handling cell phones. It would seem to me like it'd be a good thing for the business, because, well, one, it's a service that you give your customers, and secondly, while their phones are being charged, they might tend to stay longer, because this thing charging doesn't take place in 5 minutes, as we all know. So, and wouldn't it be cool if there was such an apparatus where people could go, and I don't mean asking the bartender to plug your phone in, because a lot of places frown on that, and I know I've always felt uneasy going anywhere and asking someone to do that, even though I might know the people, But wouldn't it be good if such a device could also help to make more money for the club? And with me today is someone who you need to know about, and a product called ChargeCube. I have with me today Mr. Bruce Liebman, who's president of ChargeCube US, and ChargeCube is a product that kind of fulfills all these needs. And Bruce, can you tell us a little bit about what ChargeCube does?
Sure, Rick. Thank you first for inviting me on your podcast. I think that you bring out some unbelievable points for the adult club industry and bars in general. Our cubes are freestanding kiosks. They're about 5.5 feet tall, and they are about 2 feet by 2 feet deep. So they have a very small footprint. We have 6 lockers in each cube, each individually locked, and in each locker we have cords for both of the iPhones and a micro USB cord for all the Androids and Blackberries. So we agree with your obvious premise that these are great for the nightclub industry, because one, it's an amenity for the club patrons. Two, it is it keeps the patrons longer in their seats, buying more drinks, having more entertainment at the clubs. And three, it's a great branding and advertising play for the host bar location. The host bar can brand the cube with any design logo they want, and there's also a 19-inch video screen, which can play specials, videos, or whatever the club wants to promote on that given day, and it can be changed as many times as it likes.
Well, can I ask you a question, Bruce?
Sure.
So just so people, I think, have it in their mind, the product is called ChargeCube, but it really isn't. The cube is really more like the cubicle that the phone sits in, I guess if I would call it that, because what you really have, what goes inside the club, the ChargeCube is really a kiosk, which is a tower, right? It's a long, slender tower.
Exactly.
It's noticeable, right? Yeah, it's
exactly,
noticeable, and that's
exactly
the key
right.
thing. It has to be noticeable, because there wouldn't be some little thing that looks like a toaster on top of the bar, which would be so obscure that no one would no one would notice it, obviously. So what you have is a tower that takes a very little footprint. You can put it in the corner of practically anywhere in a club, in our bar, right? And it has within, and of course it's there's a branded message on it, a monitor, and six lockers for people to put their phones in, so anybody can walk up and take an open space.
Exactly. It's there. You know, there's six cubes, and that's why we call it a charge cube. You describe it perfectly. It is a tower. It is about 5.5 feet tall, and we would envision clubs branding it in their logo so it stands out. A natural location we would think for clubs. We put it right next to the ATM because everyone hopefully is going to the ATM as often as possible to withdraw more money to spend at the club. One of the interesting factors about our cube, our tower, is it's free to the end user. We want the patrons to feel that they're getting an amenity from the host location, and the free aspect of being able to charge their phone, in and of itself gives some real goodwill to the bar or to the adult establishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's nice. It's a hospitality industry, so owners of these places generally have the they're inclined to do things that are customer friendly. Can you just basically describe how a patron would use a charge cube then? How does it work, sort of like from beginning to end?
Absolutely. You walk up to the cube and you find a locker that has a key in it. The lockers that don't have keys in it are already locked up with someone else's phone. You open up the door, you attach your iPhone, or your BlackBerry, or your Android to one of the cords, and then on the middle right of the cube, there's a touch screen that lights up, and it welcomes you to the charge cube, and it asks you for your cell phone number, and that's an interesting aspect that we haven't discussed yet. There's full engagement for the nightclub or the adult entertainment club, where the patron is required to opt in and place their cell phone number in for the free charge. And after they put their phone number in and they accept all the legal conditions, all the opt-in conditions that are required under U.S. law, it says, close the door and turn the key and come back in 30 minutes and get your phone. A general question we're normally asked at this point is, what kind of charge, how long does the charge last, and what do you normally get? The club owner can determine how long you want to give the free charge. We normally set our machines to give 30 minutes for free, and that's what we brand on the box, 30-minute free charge. And you generally get 1% per minute. That's a general rule of thumb. So if you stick it in there for 30 minutes and you had 15% to start with, when you take your phone out, you generally have about 45 or 50% battery life.
Mm-hmm. So you're as I understand it, there are some products on the market that are similar but don't utilize keys. Can you explain what the advantage is with ChargeCube?
Certainly. We use a key-based locker system, and based on our experience, and our company has over 1,500 charging stations worldwide, and we've tried every solution known to man, we've found that keys are the most reliable. When you put your phone into the locker and you exchange the phone for the key, you are basically putting that key in your pocket, and that is the functional equivalent to your cell phone. In this day and age, your cell phone is probably the most valuable product you have in your pocket, even including your wallet. Every phone number, every calendar, every assignment you have is in that phone, so you're not going to lose that key. Some of our competitors are doing pin pads for locking mechanisms, and although it might seem more sexy or more exciting than keys, there's nothing exciting or sexy about a key, pin pads, we've determined, have been less reliable for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, when you are in a bar situation, hopefully you're drinking and hopefully you've had a couple drinks and you're feeling pretty good. The last thing you want to do is put in a code and forget it, or put in a code and mistype it. So we would think that's probably a situation that could happen quite a bit. Another situation is whenever you have a PIN pad system, there has to be a master code for that PIN system. So someone in your organization is going to have a master code to open up every of those cubes, and that could lead to fraud. In our system, we give the bar owner 6 unique keys, one for each locker, and a backup for each locker of the same key. The backups are put in a secure location, and if a key is lost, we send out a technician the next day to drill out that locking mechanism, and we give you 2 brand new keys. So there's not one key that can open up any, or can open up all the cubes for any type of fraud or mischief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're exactly right. The other thing I would want to mention on the key issue, Rick, is a real unique situation we have with the keys. We have the patent in Europe as well as the United States that you cannot take the key out of the locking mechanism until there is a phone attached to one of our cords in the cube. So a juvenile delinquent, or I guess that's probably a bad example in the bar situation, but someone that might have had too many drinks can't take all the keys out and render the box useless by taking the keys. You cannot take the keys out of the locker unless you put your phone in. So it makes the charging station more secure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got the patron comes in, finds the unit. Is it, well, it's illuminated, right? Because it would be pretty easy to see, because if it stands 5.5 feet tall, then that monitor, that 19-inch screen, you're going to see it from a distance.
Yeah, it's at eye level. It's at eye level for most people. And most of these cubes that we've installed across North America, and we have them in Abercrombie & Fitch stores, we have them in NFL arenas, we have them in convention centers, they have videos that are on a loop. So it's not one static picture. So when your eye hits it, you'll see it, you'll see a change in the color, a change in the video. So your eyes will attract immediately to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so it's within the club or the bar, and some places may have more than one, but it would certainly be easy enough to locate. So each charge cube comes with what exactly? What's included with say if a club owner wants to have one of these in his club? How does that process work then from the time he calls?
We generally lease them out for a 1-year term, and within that lease price that we charge the bar owner, they get the full wrap for the unit, meaning we'll send them a template, and their graphics department can design whatever they like for the exterior vinyl of the unit. They get full usage of the 19-inch video screen, which they can do remotely on a PC if they have Wi-Fi in the club, or can do it through an SD card, and they can change it as often as they like. They get full maintenance, which is very important whenever you bring a product into your club. We offer 24-hour maintenance if something goes wrong with the unit anywhere in North America. And we also offer free delivery, freight delivery to the location within North America. So it's a one-stop, one price for everything. And it's a very simple product. You simply take the cord out of the back of the unit and plug it into a standard outlet, and it's working. So there's no technical necessity to understand how to use the cube.
Well, then, does it not come with software as well? Is there some sort of software embedded in the unit?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We also offer a statistic package where the club owner gets each night how many charges they get per unit, and also through our engagement software, we'll give the club owner a list of all the cell phone numbers of the people that opted in to use the cube, so they can send a text message out to the patron saying, thank you for using the charge cube at XYZ Club. Please come back for Monday Night Football special next week for this special, or whatever they want to do to communicate with their patrons. So it comes with all the things I mentioned, plus a statistics package, plus you know, full engagement with your customers.
I suppose, like, for some clubs, for some of my clients, I'm sure, of gentlemen's clubs, some have very good working relationships with their liquor distributors, and there could be arrangements made. I would think that could be likely that the lease of a charge cube unit could be tied back and or maybe sponsored by co-opt by the liquor distributor, perhaps if they were to put their branded message, if it's their scotch or their vodka, whatever it may be. So this thing could be, in other words, for the club owner, it wouldn't be necessarily that they have any money invested if they're in the right situation with their liquor people. Would that not be uncommon?
You know, Rick, you hit the nail on the head, and you're actually, you know, always one step ahead of what I'm thinking. That is a perfect situation for all nightclubs and bars. You know, we would envision, you know, nightclubs or bars to be able to go to the Kettle Ones of the world, or the Absolute Vodkas of the world, or the Johnny Walkers of the world, and say, hey, look, we would love to have your brand vinyl wrapped on the cube for X amount of dollars every month, and they could basically functionally pay a big chunk, if not all, of the lease payments to ChargeCube through advertising a third product, such as an alcohol partner, on the cube. You know, I could envision where it would be almost a net zeroed out sum for the bar owner between the vinyl wrap branding and the 19-inch video advertising. In theory, it almost probably could be a positive cash flow if you put a couple different advertisements on the 19-inch video screen.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, we live in that branded marketed world nowadays. So, especially within the sophisticated setting of some of the nicer gentlemen's clubs, you know, many of their parties and things like that from time to time are co-opted with liquor people. So this wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. So
so your clients know, I just rewrapped a machine for a special event here in South Florida this week for a convention, and you know, it's very simple. You just call any auto wrap.
Bubble wraps.
Auto wraps, and they're all set up to do these vinyl wraps, and it cost me, I think, either $250 or $300 to completely take off the wrap I had on the machine and change it completely. So if the club owner wanted to do something really special for a special event, it would only be a couple hundred dollars to rewrap the machine with a new brand or a new event.
So you have unlimited, you know, possibilities really with how this can work from a marketing perspective. So if a potential customer wanted to know more about a charge cube unit or order one, how would they go about doing that, Bruce?
Well, our website is www.chargecube.us, and I would suggest they first go to our website to take a look, and then my cell phone number, which is the best way to reach me, is area code 954 661-7318, and I'd be happy to hear from any of your clients or listeners and give them answer whatever questions they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting. Now, and if I'm not mistaken, is there not some a demo going on this coming week somewhere down in Florida?
Yeah, we actually we are doing a show at the Fontainebleau in Miami. One of our markets, in addition to bars and restaurants, are hotels and timeshares. You know, basically any place people congregate for more than an hour is our target location, whether it be bars, restaurants, hotels, timeshares, stadiums. It's really a large market. So we are presenting at a timeshare conference at the Fontainebleau. And if anybody from South Florida is in the area and wants to take a quick look at a charge cube, my cell phone number, again, is 954-661-7318. And I'd be happy to show them the unit that we're presenting at this event. And also, you know, we have units all around the country. So we have units in the New York area, Philadelphia area, wherever your clients may be. We probably have a unit, so I could probably point them in the right direction to go see a unit at one of our current customers.
Yeah, good point. And I think it's important to know also that that your service network is coast to coast. I think some apprehension some people may have apprehension towards wanting to own or lease a unit like this with the fear that somewhere along the way something's going to happen to it. Now, one the unit weighs how much? 300 pounds?
Yeah, unit weighs a little north of 300 pounds. And is fully UL certified for all the safety issues and the tip testing.
Okay, and so and with that, and for some club owners who may feel that it's necessary, they could anchor this this unit to the floor.
Absolutely, it comes to the base. Absolutely, comes to the base, and if they so desire, sort of like I assume they might do this with ATM machines. You could bolt it to the base if you have no problem putting bolts into your floor. We would have no problem in a lease for that because it's just the base that you're bolting down.
Yeah. So the unit is fairly robust. It's not something that's going to easily be pushed over. It's and particularly if it's in an area in a corner or near an ATM, you're fairly even though there's foot traffic around those areas, they're fairly much out of the way of most anyone knocking into them.
You're more likely having an entertainer walk out with a customer than a charge cube.
Yeah, exactly right. It'd be a big guy carrying a 300-pound charging machine out the door. But anyway. And with that, I mean, and so you've got the service network, and you have the branding, that all the positive things that come along, customer goodwill. It really sounds like it's something that many bar and gentlemen's club owners, nightclub owners, should really consider having in their establishments. The way I see it.
Well, Rick, I really appreciate you taking the time, and would welcome any inquiries from your listeners and your clients. Again, our website is www.chargecube.us, and my cell number is 954-661-7318. And if anyone does call me and references this podcast, we'll actually give them some kind of discount off of the lease if we work something out.
Fantastic, Bruce. Well, again, thanks again for joining me today on this edition of Design Buzz, and Bruce, and I really look forward to possibly seeing some of these machines in clients' clubs that of mine, you know. So, best of luck to you, and I think you have a really really positive product here. People should consider having it.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks again,
for your
Bruce.
Time.
Take care now.
On behalf of Rick, thank you again for joining us for this edition of Design Buzz. We all look forward to seeing you again real soon.